Phonics Booster Books, number 33, A Deal is a Deal, by Adrian Betts and illustrated by Vincent Andriani. Bear had a farm, but he didn't like to grow things. Each day he sat on his porch. He played his horn, he rocked back and forth. If only I had some money, he sighed. Then I could leave this farm. I could go up north and see New York City. One spring day, Rabbit came to Bear's farm. His boots were worn out. His jeans were old and torn. Hi there, Rabbit sang out. Today is your lucky day, he told Bear. My name is Rabbit, and I know a great way to make money. Bear stopped playing his horn. He almost stopped rocking back and forth. Come on up on the porch, Bear said. Have a slice of pie and tell me your plan. For a long time, Rabbit did not say a word. He just ate and ate. At last, he put down his fork and started to talk. I can work on your farm, Rabbit told Bear. We can grow some crops. Bear snorted. I don't know much about crops, and I'm planning a trip to New York. I don't have time to help you. You don't need to do any work, said Rabbit. I give you my word. I'll plant the seeds and grow the crops. I'll pick them when they are ripe. Then I'll give you half of what I grow. We can each sell what we get for cash. Rabbit held out his paw. Half for you and half for me. Do we have a deal? He asked. Bear said. Not so fast. The land is mine, so I should get the best half. What's on top must be the best. So, I'll take the top half of the crops you grow. Rabbit agreed. Okay, the top half for you and the bottom half for me. If that's what you want, that's what you'll get. Bear played some happy notes on his horn. It's a deal, he said. I'll see you in the morning, Rabbit said. As soon as the sun came out, Rabbit started to work. He pulled out weeds and cut down thorns. Then Rabbit planted some seeds. Bear rocked back and forth on the porch. He put down his horn. I'm worn out from watching you work, Bear called to Rabbit. I'm going to take a nap. Spring turned into summer. Each day the plants grew. Rabbit made sure the hot sun did not scorch the little plants. Bear made sure he kept cool by drinking lots of iced tea. Hey, Rabbit, Bear called from the porch. Are you sure those plants are okay? I don't see any beans or cotton growing. Rabbit smiled. That's because I'm not growing beans or cotton, he said. At the end of the summer, it was time to pick the crop. Rabbit pulled the plants out one by one. Here you go, Bear, he said. What's this? Asked Bear. Just like we agreed, said Rabbit. You get the tops, and that's all these nice leaves. And I get the bottoms. That's all these sweet, fat yams. But, said Bear. A deal is a deal, said Rabbit, and off he went to sell his yams. Spring came around, and it was time to plant again. Rabbit stopped by to see Bear. Can we make another deal? He asked. You tricked me last time, but you can't do it again, Bear said. I just gave you what you asked for, Rabbit told him. Now, I'm still willing to do all the work, but this time, I'll give you more than half of the crop. You can have the tops and the bottoms of the plants. Well, then what would you get? Bear asked. Rabbit smiled. I'll just take what's left over, he said. I'll take the stuff in the middle. It's a deal, said Bear. For the next week, Rabbit planted some seeds. For weeks, he watched over the plants. One morning, a big storm came. The wind wailed and lots of rain fell on the plants. Rabbit used poles and cord to keep the plants safe. Bear came down from his porch. What are those poles for? Are you sure you know what you are doing? He yelled. I'm sure, answered Rabbit. I'm very sure. At last, it was time to pick the crop. Rabbit got to work. Don't forget, the tops and bottoms are mine, Bear called from the porch. Rabbit smiled and nodded. He sorted what he picked into three big piles. Here's your tops, the tassels, he sang. Here's your bottoms, the roots. And I get what is in the middle, the corn. Bear stopped rocking. Rabbit and Bear set off for the market. Rabbit's corn was easy to sell. He made lots and lots of money. No one wanted Bear's roots or tassels. Rabbit counted all his money. Want to make a deal? He said to Bear. No, said Bear. Look, Bear, said Rabbit, I like to grow crops, but you don't. Why don't you sell me your farm, and you could take all this money and go to New York? Is this a real deal? Asked Bear. A deal is a deal, said Rabbit. Put it there, said Bear. The two shook hands. Rabbit was very, very happy. And so, at last, was Bear.